request, and another $20 million is basically for a faculty retention and recruitment and merit a piece, that basically to put a pool together. So that the combination of those two ingredients can come up to this $52, $53 million. We've asked for another $12.5 million. Much of this is basically some needs that we have to basically invest in our infrastructure, particularly our utility infrastructure, the plants that we have at both in Chicago and in here in Urbana to continue to work and operate efficiently. We also have some requests for some payroll cost increase, some of the Medicare, workers' comp types of increases that we have, and a modest increase asked for in, as far as O&M for some of our new buildings coming online, including the Petascale building that's coming online. So we're asking for $65 million in operating additional operating monies from the state for 2012. The last piece is we have...
Don't overlook the last two lines on that previous chart.
Go back, Joe. We're also asking separately for $10 million to go to help us with our medical liability insurance. We are self-insured. We have excess loss coverage, but we are essentially self-insured. We would like to basically show that the state helps us with that. In addition to that, we've talked about it year after year, a $15 million increase or an ask as far as healthy returns for the hospital and for the medical center in Chicago. This is something that we continually ask for, and we're hoping for more than this from the state as far as assistance for the medical center up in Chicago. The last thing is we are asked to put together our top 10 capital requests from the state. If you looked at this thing from last year, it had Lincoln Hall on it, and it also had the Rockford Rural Health Center. Of course, you know that Lincoln Hall has gotten underway, so that's off our list. The Rockford, it was basically funded by the state. As an addition to this, we also had the Petascale building on, $60 million for Petascale. And the state, right at the very end of June, came through with the last of the money for the Petascale. So we have been reimbursed for that Petascale, those Petascale dollars. Number one always remains is repair and renovation money for the campuses, a great need, deferred maintenance needs at the campuses, a total of $60 million spread across the campuses. Moving up to the next, the biggest one in the list, kind of moving up from the prior year, is the ACT building in Chicago. This is a long-standing request of the state of Illinois, and very important to Chicago. I mean, this has been one of those things that's the initial appropriation is still, we're still waiting for the initial appropriation on that. And the next item on the docket is the Natural History Building. This has moved up because of the what's happened here in Urbana with regard to the structural integrity of the flooring at the Natural History Building, and this has moved up to on the list as far as that. Number one on the list as far as Springfield is the Brookings Library and the overhaul of the Brookings Library in Springfield. But this is we do work with the campuses to develop this list and maneuver the numbers around as far as the order and the priority. And I think hopefully this is a consensus from the campuses in our request for capital for 2012. Your guess is as good as mine as far as being able to fund those capital requests in any time soon with the state. But this is the capital request we have in the 2012 budget request.
The process is that this was put forward to the state and then will be reviewed later on this year.
Essentially, that book that essentially would go to the IBHE. They will basically process it, then they make recommendations at the very beginning of the session next year as far as what they would recommend basically be considered for funding for the university.
Gotcha. Any questions?
I have one, if that's all right. Ed.
Sure.
There was a discussion this morning about the competitiveness with other institutions for our faculty, and slide two, you showed some increases to maintain our competitive strength. It seems like there are three areas that we need to monitor. One is the need for an increase on an annual basis, just because we haven't been giving them the last couple of years. Two, an increase cost for the university to offset the lower pension benefits that the state is now providing for faculty that we will be recruiting. And three, a response to the competitive situation where private institutions are increasingly poaching our best professors. Would it be possible either today or in the future to quantify the costs of those three areas?
I think to get you a most cogent answer is basically bring it back in either to the Finance Committee or at the November meeting to bring back that, you know, basically that. Clearly, I mean, we're certainly totally in agreement on that. Trying to muster up everything we can to essentially put together a merit or retention package for faculty and make it as...
So you have something up there, Walt, under strengthening academic quality that gets you... You're talking about 3% merit pool plus another $20 million in retention compression.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about quantify each of the three.
Yeah. Right. Also, it would be helpful maybe in November to look at what we would have to do in order to... what rate we would have to raise tuition in order to keep it inflation neutral.
Right.
Okay. Good points. Any further question or comments? Anyone? All right. Thank you, Walt. Our last presentation is Julie Zimaitis on the annual internal audit report. Julie, welcome. So hopefully your eyes are not glazing over with all the financial numbers that we're reviewing, particularly the red numbers.
We'll wake everyone up with an audit report. Thank you very much, Trustee McMillan. And I want to just preface my comments by saying that and reminding everyone what the mission of our office truly is. And it really is to protect and improve and strengthen the university. And that's really the driving motivation behind everything that we do. And we are cognizant of the financial climate that the university is in, and we're striving to make our recommendations to help weather the university through the storm, help improve the university through that, and also make our recommendations as cost-effective and implementing as we can. So what I'd like to do is take just a few minutes and briefly summarize some of the internal audit operations for fiscal year 2010. Which has been reported to you in the annual report document that you received in your materials, and I'll take some selected information from there. The report describes the scope and activities of our audit office, as well as measures of our performance and effectiveness. And this report is one venue for demonstrating to you that the internal audit activity is functioning as intended. This first slide represents our audit plan completion status. And as you can see by the chart on the left, we completed 70% of our planned audits with another 9% that were in progress at the end of the year. And in comparing to our peers, the Association of College and University Auditors average is a completion rate of 77%. And there are several factors that impact the completion rate of an audit plan. Because audit plans are risk-based and they're dynamic, they are adjusted throughout the year to respond to changing risk priorities as they develop throughout the year. For example, as shown on the bar chart on the right, every year we reserve a percentage of our audit plan, audit hours, for investigations, special projects, special requests, other unforeseen projects that arise during the year. And during 2010, we incurred more hours than we had planned, around 3,000 compared to around 2,000. And these were projects that took a higher priority over certain of our planned audits. Additionally, we experienced employee headcount issues due to attrition and some leave usage that was greater than what we had expected. So as a result, back again looking at the pie chart on the left, 10% of our planned audits were withdrawn completely due to lower risk, and 11% were carried to the current audit plan. We did issue 69 audit reports during the year, and that is right about at our average. Our average is around 60 reports per year, and we provided approximately 21,000 hours of service to the university. The next two slides show where we focused those resources, by type of project and then by location. So first, by type of project, this slide illustrates our direct audit hours by type of project. Operational audits, internal control audits, compliance audits, and information technology audits comprise the majority of our effort. And in your, in Appendix B of this hard copy document that you received, there is a specific, there is a list of specific audits that were completed by type and by location, as well as